Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Hey, towards the end. We're starting a few lines down in the Daf. The Gemara is talking about the Egyptian pea and the rules of the Egyptian pea. And the Gemara says the following now. Zor lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis. He planted it before the Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, meaning doing Shemitah. V'nich nisa Hashminis, now comes the 8th year. They're both Asr, because he planted on Shemitah. And Stam Zriya of this pea is for Zerah, and the Zerah is done before Shemitah, before the end of Shemitah. But if Zor LeYerek, if he planted it for vegetable, it goes Basar LeKito, Levi Rosh Hashanah Hashminis, Ichas Hashminis, so the main growth isn't during the 8th year, Bein Zar Bin Yerke Mutar, because his main mindset is for the Yerek, which comes in the 8th year. Zor lezera uliyerek. If you had in mind from the beginning for zera and yerek, lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis v'chasa Hashminis, before the 8th year and then comes the 8th year, zera also yerekum mutar. The zera is also because it goes based on the previous year and it's grown in shmita, and the vegetable that goes based on the next year is grown the next year and therefore it's mutar because that could say to be vegetables of shmita. Halacha Vov says the Mishnah, betzolim asarisim. It's a type of onions that we're going to speak about it. Upola Mitzri, this Egyptian pea, Shemona Me'emayim Shloi Shemirim Thor Hashanah, did not water them 3 years before Hashanah. So they become hard and they become a Zera. Mis'asim L'shova, you do the Maaseh for the previous year. Umutorim B'shviz, you'll have to keep it for Shemitah. V'imlav, if you didn't do it 3 days before, you didn't stop watering for 3 days before, Asurim B'shviz, the Asur in Shemitah. Umis'asim L'shanah Abba, you have to do Maaseh the next year. Continues the Mishnah that you're dealing with base. V'shel Baal Shemone Me'emayim Shtei Oinus Divir Amir. Baal means a field where they grow onions, very large onions. And even though usually Shabbal doesn't need other watering, when you mention the Sodeh Baal, but when you plant vegetables, you do need to water. So if for 2 seasons you did not water them, they become a zera belongs to the previous year, it does not belong to next year, and you can use them in Shemitah. The Chayyim say you have to have 3 seasons, not 2 seasons. Says, well, Ma'al B'tzolim Asarisi. What is these onions? Ilin B'tzilayo. These onions, Kufraya, they grow in the villages. Toleavdin Zera. They don't have seeds in them. Shemonim M'shloishim Yoyim. Omer Amano Mekivan Shemonim M'ayim Shloishim Yoyim. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If it didn't water them 3 years before Rosh Hashanah, Nasu Kibal. It becomes like a Baal, meaning it comes like a Zera that goes based on the previous year. Rabbi Yoina Boy, Rabbi asked a question. Lemafreyu hu naso zera, zaru mikam labo. In other words, when do we say that it becomes a zera, that you go based on the previous year? In the end of the 30 days? Or once it didn't water for 30 days, retroactively from the beginning of the 30 days, it belongs to last year. Ma nafakamina, what's nafkamino? If you go from the end of the 30 days or the beginning of the 30 days. Says, well, I'll tell you the nafkamino. Lokot betoch shloishim v'lachar shloishim. He took out vegetables or seeds during the 30 days and then after the 30 days. In terlem afreu naso zera, if you tell me that it goes retroactively, then the entire thing that you have over here all belongs to the previous year. Maisa mizalze. You could do a maisa from one to another, for the one that grew during the 30 days and the one that it was harvested after 30 days. In Tamer Mikam V'Labo, if you say only 1 to 30 days ended, that's when you say it became Zera. Before there were still vegetables, ain't no Master Mizalze, because the vegetable belongs to the next year. The Zera belongs to the previous year. You can't do Maisa one another. That's of community. Do you go retroactively or not? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Halacha Zayin says the Mishnah. Hadiluim Shekaiman Lezera. You have these gourds that you keep them for Zera, for the grain. Im hukshul ifim hashanah, they came hard for Hashanah, v'nifslul mioichel, and they're not edible. Mutal l'kayim ha'shvi, they keep it for Shemitah, because it belonged to the previous year. V'im lav, also l'kayim ha'shvi, now I'll keep it in the Shemitah, as Reb Chaim explains, because the problem of svichim, even though you didn't plant them on Shemitah, but if they grow on their own in Shemitah, it's also, you have to take them away, according to this man d'omer. Ha'temarot shalem osores b'shviz, the tamarot, which is a type of fruit that goes on these gourds, even though it is not meaning to grow them for fruits, the fruits you have to take away, and also in Shemitah. Mirabtzim be'ofer lovon divrei Rabbi Shimon. You can put some water in ofer lovon, means a stale lovon, Because watering in Shemitah is only Din Derabanan. And you're allowed to give watering in Zdeh to keep it going. If it's a little bit of water, that's a Shemitah Zerub Shemin. Ablazer B'Yakov, Ablazer B'Yakov says you cannot do that. Mimarsim B'Oiris B'Shvis. You're allowed to dig a little bit into the earth for the rice, and not to make the field better, but only in order for the water to be absorbed where you put it for the rice. That's how Reb Chaim reads it, meaning do not go and take away the leaves of the rice, because that's just not a maintaining the existing, but that's actually improving what's growing, and that you're not allowed to do in Shemitah, as we saw previously. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Yud Zayin.